James Clark joined the U.S. Marine Corps in August 1967. He volunteered for Vietnam and served on a flightline refueling aircraft 12 to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm proud to say I was a member of the Tomcats. Many a days we turned them around in the fuel pit, loaded them back up while we were gassing them, and put a pile in it and kicked their ass out.
Almost 50 years after his tour in Vietnam, Clark sits at the Veterans Advocacy Clinic at Stetson College of Law in Gulfport, Florida. He survived throat cancer and is now living with chronic artery disease. He filed for a veteran's disability claim 10 years ago and waited 4 years to hear back from the VA.
They turned me down in 2009. I filed an appeal, and you never hear from them. I'd go over to the regional office from time to time. Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Clark, we're still working on it. And nothing.
It wasn't until late last year, with the Veterans Clinic representing him, that Clark finally made it before a judge with the Board of Veterans Appeals. The judge agreed Clark's disability claim was connected to his service and Agent Orange exposure, and she ordered the VA to give him an exam to rate the severity of his disability. Stories like Clark's are why VA Secretary Bob McDonald supports legislation now moving through Congress to streamline the VA appeals process and reduce the backlog.
The appeals process is 80 years old. The law that governs it is 80 years old. As a result of that, we have a backlog of appeals of 550,000. By 2036, it'll take 10 years to get an appeal decided. That's too long. That's unacceptable to me, and it's unacceptable to other veterans. We need to change the law.
Veterans advocates agree the process needs to be streamlined, but they're not thrilled with all of the proposed legislative changes. Trista Miller is an attorney with the Stetson Veterans Advocacy Clinic.
I think the disagreement comes in as to how best to readjust the system. And efficiency is always on one hand, and due process and protecting veterans' rights is on the other.
The National Coalition of Veterans Law Clinics objects to the reform legislation on two counts. It fears the appeals process will become adversarial because the reforms remove the VA's duty to assist veterans, and there are provisions that limit a veteran's right to provide new evidence.
The coalition is recommending a delay in the passage of this law so that more discussion can be had, and highlighting the need for veterans to be allowed to hire an attorney if they choose so.
If it hadn't been for the attorneys and law students at Stetson, James Clark, the 69-year-old Vietnam veteran, says he may have given up on his claim.
Physically, I can't do more. So you're kind of relying on this is going to come through, so it plays at your head. That's part of life.
But even after his appeal was finally heard, 10 months passed before the regional VA scheduled the exam that the judge ordered. And that only happened when the VA learned a reporter was following Clark's case. And Clark is waiting no more. Finally, this month, the VA decided how much disability compensation he should get and sent the first check. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.